you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked them to put out a short distance from shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were near tearing. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so their boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell on the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those who were with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "From now on you will catch men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Morning, everyone. You know, Jesus loves each and every one of us so much, boys and girls, that he has a plan for our life. Now, how many of you in here want to follow Jesus? Oh, I hope every hand goes up right now. We all know that we want to follow Jesus. And in this gospel today, we see that Jesus is calling each of us by name to follow him. Does anybody know the name of the very first pope, any chance? Anyone want to take a guess? Yes. Pope Leo? No, he's our current pope, yeah. Not, the adults shouldn't be shouting the name out. I know you know this. Huh? Starts with the P. P-E. T. Peter. And you know what was so amazing about our very first pope, St. Peter? He was just like us. He made mistakes. My guess is Peter, if he were in school, he probably would have gotten into trouble a little bit. Sometimes his mouth got him into trouble. But Jesus looks past our mistakes and our faults, and he's asking all of us to do great things for him. So that's what we're celebrating today as an archdiocese, is we celebrate Our Lady, the Queen of Angels today. We're celebrating who we are as God's people here. And we're so blessed to be Catholic. And what Jesus is asking us to do is to be at Mass every Sunday, to be good people. And if we do those things, we will be with Jesus forever in heaven. So today we celebrate the fact that despite our imperfections, Jesus is asking each and every one of us to follow him today. Amen? Amen. So let's honor our Mary on this special day, Our Lady Queen of the Angels, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Angels, please stand for the petition.